Well, my first, my snap answer, my flip answer would be that how can you possibly understand Putin if you don't understand Napoleon? Because it seems to me that, I mean, obviously Napoleon was a far more intelligent and a far more liberal figure than Putin. But in terms of the authoritarian system that he built up, based on a variant of nationalism, rescuing a great power from a period of anarchy, well, I think that the parallels between Napoleon and Putin are actually pretty clear. And I certainly think that you can't understand the neo-authoritarianism of the present day, and not just Putin, but I suppose, well, I don't know about China. It's a very different history. But certainly, Putin is the obvious case who comes to mind. That's just one example of a major modern political system, that of Putin's Russia, which it seems to me is in certain key ways Bonapartist. And I think also, if you're looking at the nature of Napoleon's rule and of what he was trying to achieve, I think it's fairly uncontroversial to say that he was trying to reunite France after an absolutely traumatic period of social, political and military civil war. He was trying to project French greatness and move France to being what she'd been under Louis XIV, the arbiter of Europe, and then, of course, increasingly going beyond that. But possibly above all, I suppose, trying to found a stable political system that blended authority and the authority and the legitimacy that comes from tradition with the democratic aspects, with the will of the people, to put it in a very crude sort of way, to try and blend, I suppose, monarchy and democracy in a form that was viable and also suited his own taste for at least semi-authoritarian rule. And I think that's a formula that you can see today with Putin. Perhaps you can see elements of it even with Trump. And I would say also, and this is a controversial point and a difficult point, that I think the content is very different, but in terms of authoritarian regimes based on a charismatic leader, relying on nationalism and a form of passive democracy enlisted in the support for the leader expressed through the referendum stroke plebiscite, there is a link between Napoleonic rule stroke Bonapartism, both of the uncle of Napoleon I and, of course, don't forget the nephew, Napoleon III, and fascism. I think there is an element there. And therefore, in all these ways, I mean, Bonapartism, I think, faces two ways. It has a liberal face, but it also has a right-wing nationalist authoritarian face, which in certain ways is, if a face can be a precursor, it is a precursor, at least of Mussolini, if not of Hitler.